Word was sent to Joshua, "Do not abandon your servants. Come up to us quickly and save us. Help us, because all the Amorite kings from the hill country have joined forces against us." So Joshua marched with his entire army, including all the best fighting men. The Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them. I have given them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you." After an all-night march, Joshua took them by surprise. The Lord threw them into confusion before Israel. So Joshua and the Israelites defeated them completely at Gibeon. Israel pursued them along the road and cut them down. As they fled before Israel on the road, the Lord hurled large hailstones down on them, and more of them died from the hail than were killed by the swords of the Israelites. On the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, "Sun, stand, and you, moon, stop over the valley." So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, till the nation avenged itself on its enemies.
If I've come to learn to know anything about Paul, it's this, that when God puts a promise in your heart, that you have to come to the place where you believe in it, the promise of God so strongly that nothing can talk you out of it. Your finances might look like, "Oh, I am never going to get out of debt, been there before." All the circumstances in your life might point to the fact that you're never going to accomplish your dreams, or you're never going to meet the right person, or your family is never going to come back together because they're such a mess. But deep down, if you'll have this unshakable faith, this confidence that God is still on the throne, then there's nothing. There is nothing that God can't do in your life, because nothing is impossible for the God that we serve. There's two things in the reading of Paul today that I want you to notice. We've a little talked about the first one, that you lucked out because I'm not going to preach day and night. You will get to beat the Baptist to lunch. All right. And the second thing I think is more important. This unshakable faith of Paul, that he could so nonchalantly just walk down there, say he's alive, go back and start preaching. Can you imagine believing so strongly that God is in control that you could raise someone from the dead? Have you ever known that kind of faith? You see, I think the Apostle Paul decided a long, long time ago that his God was much bigger than any obstacles that somebody else could put in his place. Because Paul believed that God was working behind the scenes no matter what Paul did, and that God's promises would come true for Paul, the same as he would say would come true for you in God's own time. See, I always have a problem with the God's own time. As you know, every Christmas I ask for a God watch. I haven't gotten it yet, but I'm working on it. So this key to having unshakable faith, this key to this emotional wholeness that we're talking about today in our journey of transformation, it means that you have to believe along the journey, even when it ends up being longer than you thought, even when you're discouraged, that in the right time, God's promise will come to pass. It means that you don't complain when there's a setback on the road, because you have this unshakable faith that God is going to come through. And that's what Paul said. That's what the Apostle Paul did, you know. He made up his mind early in life that he wasn't going to sweat the small stuff that came along, you know, like prison and all those other little things, right? He knew that even when circumstances looked impossible, even when people are saying, and maybe you're even thinking, nothing is ever going to happen to change this, Even when those discouraging thoughts are starting to get into your mind that he knew, he said, I'm only moved by what I know, and this is what I know, he says. I believe in him who believes in me. If God is for me, who or what things in my life can be against me that God can't take care of? And that's why in Philippians he could tell us, he'd say, don't worry. Instead, pray about everything and then thank God for what God has already done in your life and what God's going to do in your life. When your emotions flare up due to those circumstances that are going in your life, your attitude should be, I'm not moved by the economy up and down. I'm not moved because my finances are up and down. I'm not moved because of my job situation, because I know that God supplies all my needs and God's going to take care of me in this particular time in my life. So when you're worrying about your kids and your grandkids, which in my case, when you think they are never going to straighten up, they're going to end up in prison or whatever it might be, you need to stop and breathe and say, I'm not moved. My kids are doing today. I'm not stressed out because they're making poor choices. I know it's a matter of time that God is going to step in and things will be better for them. Or maybe if you're single, you can say, I'm not moved with the fact that I'm single. I haven't met the right person yet because I know that God has already picked out that right person for me, and in the right time and in the right place, God is going to introduce that person to me. That's what unshakable faith is. That's what emotional holiness is. You're not moved by circumstances, and when you're down and nothing's happening and everything bad seems to be happening, you don't get upset. You don't worry. You're not frustrated. You're not discouraged because you know that God, even though you can't see it, is working on your behalf, working on your behalf behind the scenes, even when you can't see it. And you have to begin to look for what are the good things in my life now and what are the good things that God has in store for my life. You know, too often all we want to do is consider what's in front of us right now, right? We want to think about this is where we are now. This is what's going to happen. Woe is me, no matter what, it's not going to turn out right. And I wonder, why do we limit God so much? Why do we think that God can't do something huge, something big in our life? All we consider is what we see in front of us, right? We see what's going on right now, right? I'm not saying that you don't have a plan of action, that you shouldn't have goals. I think those things are all good. It's a good to have that, right? But there are times in your life, I bet there's times in every one of your life when the circumstances that were going on and that every report you have seen says, it's impossible. It's not going to happen, right? I don't know what happened. I might as well settle where I am. This is the way life is going to be. That's when you got to do it. That's when you got to dig deep down in yourself and say, no, I have an unshakable faith. You got to say, wait a minute, God is still working on my life. God has brought me this far. Is God going to let me down now? Are God's promises true or are God's promises not true? It says, I'm not going to focus on my bank account at the moment. Yeah, I'm going to keep track of it, but I'm not going to focus on that. Business might be slow, but you know what? I know God can prosper me. It may not be today, but it will be in the future, right? Your checkbook may look really bad. Mine has on a number of occasions, I'll tell you that. But you know what? Whether I was working my not-for-profit or if I was working at home, God always came through for me. There were times at the not-for-profits when I didn't know how I was going to make payroll the next day. And guess what would happen? It never failed that God would have a check in the mail that day to make it. You've got to say, now wait a minute, God is going to do this if I just stay in faith and believe. For most of us, that's not what we focus on, though. What do we focus on? We focus on being discouraged. We focus on loneliness if we're alone. We can't, most of the time, foresee anything good happening in our life. Have you ever been there in your life where that's all you can see is, this is the way it's going to be forever and ever? But I would say to you, which has been true to my life, that if you consider God, all of a sudden you realize that your best days are yet to come. Because every time you've been through a valley, God's brought you through it, hasn't he? And every time you get brought through it, it's something even better. And you're a better person, you're a transformed person. Is that not correct? So I would say to you that your best victories are ahead of you. They're not behind you. But you can't see those victories. And you won't get to those victories if that's where you're looking. Always looking at the present. Always looking at what's behind you, you know? You've got to believe that God will supply my needs. You've got to believe there's a time that says, I'm going to focus on God. I'm going to focus on the power that God brings. I'm not going to be defeated. So the question I got to thinking about when I was reading my passages today was this. Am I considering my circumstances, or am I considering God? If God is the great I am, which we read about in the Bible, then cannot God pull you through any circumstances you're in? If you're lonely, can God not be your companion? If you're struggling, can God not be your provider? If you're lonely, can't God be there for you? If you're worried, cannot God be your peace? Because every one of those promises are in the Bible. If you're in trouble, God can be your deliverer. Humble yourself and say, God, I truly believe. And when you consider God and you don't consider your circumstances, what I found is God can truly do amazing things in your life. You know, Joshua had that unshakable faith. That's why I wanted to use that scripture today. You know, he and his armies, the Lord said, go fight those Amorites, right? Well, the Amorites had 10 times the number of guys that were fighting and 10 times the number of weapons. You and I, we might have thought, there is no way, God. Is that not what we would have thought? We would have said, fall back, right? Night was coming. The battle was raging on. Joshua knew if he stopped, he'd lose. That's what he really thought. So he having this really great, great faith, this unshakable faith in God, that God was going to be the victory, he prayed to the Lord in front of these thousands of people, his people of Israel, right? And he said, okay, God, let that sun stand still, let the moon stop where it is. Bodacious, bodacious prayer, isn't it? Can you imagine praying that kind of prayer in front of all those people? But what happened? The moon stayed in place. The sun continued to shine until Joshua had led the Israelites to defeat the enemies. That, to me, is an unshakable faith, you know? His focus was on God. It wasn't on the battle. It wasn't on his people. It was on God. And he knew that God was in control, and he knew that God could do all things, and so he asked him to do that. So I say to you, where is your focus now? Is it on the size of the obstacle, or is it on the size of your God? If you're like me, when you have this great problem, I can tell you where my focus usually is. It's going over and over in my mind what the odds are that I'm going to get myself through this situation or how I'm going to get out of this debt, right? I'm looking at my bank statement. Sometimes I look at my age. I hate to admit that, but I do, right? Now the rest of you do, just me. If that's you today, then I'm asking you to consider God. Make a switch. Quit considering your circumstances and start considering God. What would happen instead of worrying about what was going to happen? You began to thank God for how God was going to deliver you. What if you thought, thank God for being in complete control? What if you thank God for him working behind the scenes and having a plan for your life, right? What if you started using the scripture and says, I can do all things through God who strengthens me? Or with every breath you said, thank you, Lord, that you're still in control. I'm placing my life in your hands. Thank you for delivering me through this problem. Even though I can't see it now, Lord, I know that you're sending a solution and it will be done. Do we not pray that? Thy will be done. So here for me is what Paul and Joshua both had to say today. When you make God bigger, your problems become what? Smaller. When you magnify God instead of your difficulties, faith rises in your heart. So pay attention. Pay attention to what you're focusing on and be aware of what's going through your thoughts. Are you considering your circumstances? Are you considering your God?